Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for Speed Jokes, the best of. We only were here for 2 days of new jokes this week. This is best of the week number 6. What did the thesaurus order at the bakery? Dave doesn't know. Vicky may, but
no idea.
We're not going to let Vicky answer this because she's been cheating. Steve Grzanich, what did the thesaurus order at the bakery?
Big money, no whammies. The cinnamon roll.
The synonym roll.
Oh, that's good.
Synonym roll. It's what a thesaurus gets at a bakery. Speed joke of the week number 5. This is a shame. Chewbacca crashed the Millennium Falcon yesterday. They're saying it was a Wookiee mistake.
Wookiee.
Not bad. Number 4. Who is a belly button's favorite actor? That would be Lint Eastwood. What is a belly button's favorite Lint Eastwood movie? What is a belly button's favorite Lint Eastwood movie?
Vicky?
No, Dave, okay. This is all you.
There are no wrong answers.
I humiliate myself a little bit more every day.
I have two. The Audi Law Josie Wales, the good, the bad, the Audi.
Somebody else said the good, the bad, and the fuzzy. Dirty Harry Belly Button has also poured in. The correct answer is any which way but loose.
Every which way but loose.
A lot of belly button jokes this week. Speed joke of the week number 3. Why couldn't the dung beetle go to the party? Because he was on duty. Speed joke of the week number 2. I went shopping last night looking for cherries and a new microphone. Bada bing, bada boom. Anyway, I'm going to try that one differently. I went shopping last night for cherries and a new microphone. Bada bing, bada boom. Remember, we do not explain speed jokes, so hopefully you get that one. Here is speed joke of the week number 1. And finally, I had a great time during my couple of days off up in Michigan, except for New Pussycat.
What's New Pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's New Pussycat? Whoa.
Gotcha, Dave. That's what's new, pussycat. Poor Dave, he kind of walked into that one, didn't he? Oh, look, another dung beetle joke. Hooray, said no one. Dung beetle walks into a bar and says, is this stool taken? Actually, that's the old one. We are getting new ones now. One of you even sent me the picture of a cover of a book. The Dung Beetle Joke Book. It's 36 pages, written by Dr. Wallace D. Campbell. Wow. 408 texted in, Dung Beetle takes the menu from a waiter and says, I'll have the number 2. I have a fear of speed bumps, but I'm slowly getting over it. Belly button joins the military. What branch does it serve in? Carm, you want to take a shot at that? Belly button joins the military. What branch does it serve in? I'd be the Naval Reserve. Hey, John Williams, here's a follow-up to your clock joke. Yesterday, I ate a clock. It was very time-consuming, especially since I went back for seconds. That was my version. But Michael Lake reminded us it could have gone on, especially since I went back for seconds. Today, I went number 2. The whole experience was alarming. He writes, why would I eat a clock? Because I had too much time on my hands, then play the Stick song, Too Much Time on My Hands. They're even producing the show at home. And then they're giving us the musical cues. Why did I eat a clock? Because I had too much time on my hands. Send your best jokes, please, to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. You can share them with your friends. Go to WGNRadio.com/speedjoke.